Well, good morning, boys and girls. I sure do wish that you all could come up here right now, and hopefully we can soon, but not right now. Well, a few years ago, there was a cell phone commercial that probably most of you remember, and in it, the man would hold up a cell phone and he would say, "Can you hear me now?" Good. Now I think he's working for a different cell phone company, but the message is the same. The person on the other end of the phone could hear him loud and clear. And God does the same for us sometimes. He doesn't say, "Can you hear me now?" But he sometimes sends us signs to help us pay attention to what he is doing. So in the Bible, God sent many signs and wonders to alert the people that he was speaking to them and to let them know what he wanted them to do. Now, some of these were rather strange. But for some, like Moses, God sent a burning bush to get Moses' attention so that Moses would listen to him. And then later, God sent plagues to Pharaoh to show him that he was serious about telling Pharaoh to let his people go. Jesus performed many signs and wonders and miracles to tell the people that God was with them. The prophets, over and over again, performed signs to show the people that God was speaking to them. And God still gives us signs today, but sometimes we miss them. And they're not as strange, most of the time, as many of the ones that happen with the prophets. But God still sends us signs to help us to pay attention. So a few years ago, a friend of mine discovered that God wanted her to be a kindergarten teacher in a most unusual way. She saw the word kindergarten bolded in her Bible. Now, I know that seems really strange because the word kindergarten doesn't appear anywhere in the Bible. She happened to have a devotional Bible, and she saw the word bolded in her Bible. Now, after that, when she would try to show others what she had seen, she couldn't find it. And in fact, it was a few years before she found it. And when she did, it was in one of those devotions in small print. Was not bolded, was just simply there. But God had bolded it that day for her to show her what God wanted her to do. And God does the same for us. God sends us signs to show us what he wants us to do, to speak to us. Sometimes we miss them, though. So this week, I hope that you will be on the lookout for what God is trying to tell you. God is always speaking to us. All we have to do is pay attention. So let's pray and thank God that he still speaks to us. Loving God, thank you for speaking to us. Help us to be on the lookout for you. Help us to pay attention to your signs. Help us to listen to you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.